वैकुंठ अटल इन भूयन
जय राधा माधव कुंज विहार जय राधा माधव कुंज विहार गोपी जन बालव कृपारधारि गोपी जन बालव कृपारधारि यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन यमुना तीरावन चाय जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारि जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारि गोपी जन बाब गिरिवरधारि गोपी जन बाब गिरिवरधारि यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा मन चाय यमुना तीरा मन चाय जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारि जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारि गोपी जन बालव गिरिवरधारि गोपी जन बालव गिरिवरधारि यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा मन चाय यमुना तीरा मन चाय जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारि ऑलराइट सो वी शुड बी ऑन भागवत गीता Chapter 12, and the
Not
last
the worst.
Verse in the chapter.
Huh? Yeah.
Last verse. Okay. That's a, it's a very important verse. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 So we're on Bhagavad Gita, chapter 12, and verse number
20.
Again, I'll say this is a very important verse, and all verses are important, but some seem to be more important, you know, because they're dealing only with the conclusive Siddhanta of the Bhagavad Gita.
Hare Krishna, 亲爱的大家，我们今天阅读的诗节是《圣典薄伽梵歌》第十二章的第二十世节。那么这个诗节呢，是非常重要的一个诗节。 那虽然所有的世界都非常重要，但有些世界呢，它仅仅指出的是 Siddhanta 的结论。
Okay, we'll start with the word for word, then. Yay! Those who?
那些什么什么样的人?
To, but.
但是。
Dharma.
Dharma.
Of religion.
宗教的。
Amritam nectar,
甘露
Idam, this,
这
Yatta, as,
如
Uktam said,
如当说
Aryupasate, completely engaged,
完全投入
Shadadana, with faith,
Shadadana, 满怀信心
Matparamaha, taking me, the Supreme Lord, as everything.
Matparama, 把我至尊主当作一切
Bhakta Devotee
奉献者
Devotees
奉献者们
They
他们
Ativa Very very
非常
May to me
对我
Priyaha dear
钟爱
Those who follow this imperishable path and I'll chant the verse Yea to Dharma Amritam Idam Yatoktam Paryupasate Shadadana Matparama Bhaktaste Tivame Priyaha Yetu Dharma Ritamidam Yatoktam Paryupasate Shadadana Matparama Bhaktaste Tivame Priyaha Yetu Dharma Ritamidam Yatoktam Paryupasate Shadadana Matparama Bhaktaste Tivame Priya. All right, any others here?
Yetu Dharmam Ritamidam Yatoktam Paryupasate Sharadandam Matparama Bhaktaste Tivame Priya.
Good. Okay, translation.
译文
Those who follow this imperishable path of devotional service and who completely engage themselves with faith, making me the supreme goal, are very, very dear to me.
我极喜爱的奉献者，满怀信心，完全投入地走在这不朽的覆盖服务之途上。把我当作至高无上的目标。
Very, very dear.
非常非常钟爱。
Therefore, in this verse, from verse 2 through the end, from Mayavesha Manoye Mam, fixing the mind on me, through Yetu Dharmam Ritamidam, this religion of eternal engagement, the Supreme Lord has explained the process of transcendental service for approaching Him. Such process are very dear to the Lord, and He accepts a person who is engaged in them.
要旨在这一章里、
okay.
从第二世界的全神贯注在我的人的形象上 Maya Vishya Manoyemam 到结尾的这条不朽的奉爱之途 Yetu Dharma Mritam Iram 至尊主解释了能使人接近他做超然服务的方法。
The question of who is better, one who is engaged in the path of impersonal Brahman or one who is engaged in the personal service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was raised by Arjuna, and the Lord replied to him so explicitly that there is no doubt that devotional service to the Supreme Lord is the best of all processes of spiritualization. In other words, in this chapter, it is decided that through good association,One develops attachment for pure devotional service and thereby accepts a bona fide spiritual master and from him begins to hear the chant and observe the regulated principles of devotional service with faith, attachment, and devotion and thus becomes engaged in the transcendental service of the Lord. This path is recommended in this chapter. Therefore, there is no doubt that devotional service is the onlyabsolute path for self-realization for the attainment of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
至尊主很欣赏这些方法并接受按这些方法去做的人走非人格凡之徒的人与为至尊人格守神做服务的人相比哪一种更好是一个问题是由尔朱娜提出来的至尊主十分明确地回答了他即在所有的灵性觉悟的方法中为人格守神做奉爱服务毫无疑问是最好的换句话说在这一章确定了人通过良好的联谊能够培养对纯粹奉爱服务的依恋因而接受一位真正的灵性导师从他那里开始怀着信心依恋和奉爱之情来聆听吟诵和吟唱并遵守奉爱服务的规范守则以此为至尊主做超然的服务这一章推荐的就是这条途径因此奉爱服务无疑是觉悟自我和获得至尊人格守神的唯一绝对的途径
The impersonal conception of the supreme absolute truthAs described in this chapter, is recommended only up to the time when one surrenders himself for the self-realization. In other words, as long as one does not have the chance to associate with a pure devotee, the impersonal conception may be beneficial. In the impersonal conception of the absolute truth, one works without fruit of result, meditates and cultivates knowledge,To understand spirit and matter, this is necessary as long as one is not in the association of a pure devotee. Fortunately, if one develops directly a desire to engage in Krishna consciousness in pure devotional service, he does not need to undergo step-by-step improvements in spiritual realization. Devotional service, as described in the middle six chapters of the Bhagavad Gita, is more congenial.One need not bother about materials to keep body and soul together because by the grace of the Lord, everything is carried out automatically.
就如这一章描述的至尊绝对真理的非人格概念只推荐给那些还没有完全致力于追求自我觉悟的人。换句话说一个人如果没有机会与一位纯粹的奉献者交往那么非人格概念或许对他是有好处的在绝对真理的非人格概念中人们冥想不为获得结果而工作培养知识以了解灵性主题及物质这一切对得不到纯粹奉献者联谊的人来说是需要的如果人有幸直接培养了怀着 Krishna 知觉做奉爱服务的愿望那他就能够无需在灵性觉悟中经历这种循序渐进的过程了。正如《薄伽梵歌》中间六章所描述的，奉爱服务更合适，
不需要为维持生命而担心，因为由于至尊主的恩典，一切都自动地进行着。
Okay, so there's Bhurijan Prabhu in his book Surrender to Me has made quite a bit of comment. So I'll go over it little by little so you can keep up.
Bhurijan Prabhu 在他的向我臣服中呢，对这首诗还有很大篇幅的注解，所以呢，我们现在一点点的来分析一下这些注解。
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur concludes this chapter. These characteristics that arise in one from devotion and from peacefulness are not material qualities.
那说了为什么呢 ？Chakravarti Thakur 呢？他给这一章做了总结。那这些呢，都是来自于纯粹的关爱服务，而不是来自于物质的愿望。
This is in accordance with the statement.Krishna is satisfied only by devotion, never by material qualities.
Never by material, what is the last word?
Not by material, he's satisfied by devotion, not by someone's material qualities, beauty or wealth.
Okay, okay, okay. You know, 那么非常清晰地指出 Krishna 他从来就是只是被奉爱服务所取悦，而不是被某人的物质的任何的资质所取悦。
The word two in this verse indicates the introduction, new idea. The devotees described up to this point have each perfectly cultivated one aspect of their personality. Those mentioned in this verse, however, are desirous of perfecting all these qualities.
再说吗？可以再说一遍。
In this verse, however, the devotees that are mentioned in this verse, they want to perfect all spiritual qualities. Therefore, even during their sadhana, they're superior to others.
在这个世界里面呢，奉献者就指出了他们所具有的一切的愿望，就是希望能够达到他们灵性上的完美。即便是他还处在 sadhana 的阶段，那他已经比其他的人都要处在更高的阶段了。
Even if those individuals have achieved the perfect stage of their paths, meaning all the impersonal paths, for this reason the word achieva is very important, very, very, extremely. It's stressing how the path of devotion.Is so superior, and you don't miss anything that you would get from other pursuits.
那即便是人们在之前的追求中，在之前的路径中取得了完美，但是呢，在这个世界里面所提到的这个奉爱服务的路径是最佳的、高尚的，它比其他的那些路径都要高等。而且呢，在其他的路径中所得到的那些益处，也不会因为走在奉爱瑜伽的道路上而有任何的损失。
Prabhupada summarizes this chapter in this purport. In this chapter, from verse 2 through the end, the Lord has explained the process of transcendental service for approaching Him. Such process.Are very dear to the Lord, and He accepts the person engaged in them. The question of who is better, one who is engaged in the path of impersonal Brahman, or one who engaged in personal service of the Lord, was raised by Arjuna.
说到巴法的在这节诗的要旨里呢，就做出了这样的总结，说在这一章从第二世界的全神贯注于在我的人的形象。到结尾的这条不朽的奉爱服务之途，至尊主解释了能使人接近他的做超人服务的方法是最令他欣赏的方法，并且呢，能够接受 按照这些方法去做的人，走非人格之途的人与为至尊人格守神做服务的人相比，哪一种更好呢？那么这是一个由尔朱呢所提出来的问题，那至尊主呢也十分明确地回答了他。
The Lord explains so explicitly, there's no doubt that devotional service is the best of all processes of spiritual realization.
主呢非常清晰地解释说呢，毫无任何的悬念的覆盖之途是最好的。
Om Agyana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Swapadam Tikam Namah Om VishnuPadaya KrishnaPristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaur Abhani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Ascha Chadesa Tarane Anshakalpa Charubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namah Namo E Krishna Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Trishe Namaha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanishvani Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari. Mukham karoti vachalam pangam mangayati gayamta kripa tamaham vande shri gurun rina tarane. So this is the, you know, what the Bhagavad Gita also talks about karma yoga and jnana yoga, but it's always stressing that the goal is bhakti, and to know Krishna, to know the topmost, you have to have bhakti.
在伯利恒歌里面呢，也讲到了 Karma 瑜伽和 Jnana 瑜伽，但他总是在强调呢 ，Bhakti 瑜伽是最高的瑜伽，而且呢是了解 Krishna 是最高的目标所在。
So he says that Bhakti Mama Abhijananti. Many places Krishna is stating this throughout the Bhagavad Gita.
What is that?
Bhakti Mama Abhijananti.
整个的《不再放歌》里面呢，反复的都在强调这一句。
That's 1855。
这是《不再放歌》的第十八章的第55节。
So in chapter 18, Krishna goes like over so many things that are the motive nature and everything, but then it comes down to this: Bhakti Mam Abhijananti Yavanyas Jasmi Tatvataha.Tato mama pijana tatvato gyatva vishyate tat anantaram. One can understand me as I am, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by devotional service.
在波迦梵歌第十八章里呢 ，Krishna 他其实涵盖了很多内容，也讲了关于物质自然属性等等的话题。但是呢，当他在第五十五世界里面呢，他就讲到了，只有通过奉爱服务，人才能够原本原样的了解我，这就能够受身。
And when one is in full consciousness of me by such devotion, he can enter the kingdom of God.
而且当人在这样的奉爱之情中全然的觉知到我的时候呢？他才能够进入到神的国度。
So, this is many times in Bhagavad Gita, not by karma, not by jnana, only by bhakti.
所以说呢，在佛家放歌的很多地方就强调了这一点，只有通过 bhakti, 而不是通过 karma, 不是通过 jnana。Maharaj, are there? Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Hare Bol. Hare Krishna, 亲爱的大家，可能 Maharaj 那边掉线了还是怎么样，所以我先看到他是在线的状态。Hare Krishna, Maharaj, can you hear me?Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Sally Maji 或者是Kumari Maji, 您能听见我的声音吗？还是我掉线了？
没有，你没掉线，咕噜掉线。
是咕噜掉线，那我现在能看出它掉线。
再呼一次啊，下去吧。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol.
Yes, now I can hear you.
Okay. So Krishna starts, you know, he's saying, you know, follow the rules and regulations. Then he says, if you can't practice this bhakti, you know, if you can't think of me always, then follow the regular principles of bhakti. That's in text number 9.
So this is, we're back to chapter 12, right?那么在这个国家方面的第十二章的第九十节里面、
yeah.
那么 Krishna 又指出了，就是如果你要是不能够进行这 Bhakti 的活动的话呢，那你就总是在内心中想着我。
So then throughout this chapter, then Krishna says if you can't follow the rules of Bhakti, then you can do this, give charity, you can do so many things. But then at the endcomes all these verses that, you know, who's dear to him is those who are devotees, those who are trying to surrender everything.
所以呢，在整个这一章里面呢，Sri Krishna就讲了，就是一系列的这种进程，就如果你要是不能够去遵守Bhakti 的这些原则的话，那你就为我而工作，通过为我而工作达到这个完美的阶段。然后但是他在整个这一章的最后这一时间呢，他又总结到了，只有为我做奉爱服务的奉献者是最被他所爱的。
So, and finally this verse, there's no loss, you know, people think, well, you know, by these my body practices, impersonal practicesOne can realize he's not the body. He can get, you know, peace of mind. He can become free from, you know, sense gratification. So people think of what, you know, if I take up bhakti, what if I'm going to miss out on something?
然后 Krishna 还说呢，就是如果是走这 bhakti 之途，其实是不会有任何的损失的。当这个Mayavadi 或者这个非人格主义者呢，他在他的这个休息的过程中，他能够意识到他不是一具躯体，然后呢，他能够摆出他心意对他的束缚，以及对于这个
感官享乐的依恋，但他可能就在会想，那如果我要是从事这 bhakti 的话，那我可能就会错过一些什么。
Then in the 11th chapter, towards the end, you know, Krishna again stresses bhakti.
然后从第十一章一直到《不加放歌》的最后一章，是 Krishna 他又一次在强调 bhakti。
He said, it's text 53, the form you're seeing with your transcendental eyes cannot be understood just by studying the Vedas.
11, right? 那然后呢，在这个
Chapter 11, verse 50.
然后在 Chapter 11, 在博迦梵歌的第十一章的第五十三十节里面 ，Krishna 说：“
Not by
看到他这一形象的
by charity。”
靠施舍
，not by worship，
或者通过崇拜
，because people do lots of worship. They're worshiping demigods. They're worshiping, you know, the mountain. Different cultures. They're worshiping something, but just by worshiping alone, you won't get to see Krishna. You won't be with Krishna.
因为人们呢会做很多的这个崇拜的活动，崇拜半神人呐、或者是崇拜文化呀，或者崇拜等等，但是仅仅是通过崇拜本身是没有办法见到 Krishna 的。
So Krishna says, it's not by these things that you can see me as I am.
对 Krishna 就是说，通过看这些，就是通过这些活动是没有办法原本原样的见到我的。
But by bhakti.
只能通过 bhakti.
So it's stressed again and again throughout the Bhagavad Gita.
所以呢 Sri Krishna 他是在整部的《不加放歌》中呢一次又一次的在强调着 bhakti.
So we're very fortunate. Lord Chaitanya, you know, the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a nice story of Devananda Pandit.
那我们是非常幸运的，在圣典《博迦瓦坛》里面呢，有一段关于 Devananda Pandit 的很美妙的故事。
Devananda Pandit, now his name is in our Vaishnava calendar.
Devananda Pandit, 他的名字已经标在了我们的 Vaishnava 的日历里。
But he was previously, he was in Navadvip. He was a very famous Bhagavatam reciter.
那他之前呢是在 Navadvip, 他是一位非常著名的诵读 Bhagavatam 的人。
And he was giving, you know, impersonal interpretations.
但是呢他还会给予非人格的版本的讲解。
And one time Srivath Thakur was walking by, and when he heard the Bhagavatam, he came in to listen to it.
那有一天呢 Srivath Pandit, 他经过然后呢他就走进去聆听 Devananda Pandit 的讲述。
But when he was hearing the Bhagavatam, he became blissful, and he fell on, just started crying and rolling on the ground.
当他听到圣典博迦瓦坛的讲述之后呢，他就感到非常的极乐，然后呢，他就倒在地上开始哭泣了起来。
So the followers of this Devananda, they thought he's making a disturbance, you know, so they dragged him outside.
Devananda Pandit 的学生们呢，就觉得
Shivaswani 的在捣乱，所以呢就把他给拖出去了。
And Lord Chaitanya was very angry, and he passed his place once, and he was shouting, "You don't know anything. You're reciting the Bhagavatam, but you don't understand it at all."
那所以乔丹尼马哈巴布听到这一消息以后呢，就非常愤怒。然后他来到这里，他就对 Devananda Pandita 吼叫说：“你虽然是在阅读，在讲述圣典波迦瓦坛，但其实你是完全不懂圣典波迦瓦坛里的深意的。”
But that was Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So later, this one devotee, Bhakrishwar Pandit could dance for many, many hours.
Sorry, Maharaj. That is Sri Chaitanya's Maharaj's Mahaprabhu's mercy, and then the devotee of Parsh. Could you say it again? I don't really get it.
Bhakrishwar Pandit, he can dance for many hours.
OK, 那么刚才那个呢就是 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 给 Devananda Pandit 的仁慈，然后还有一位奉献者叫Rakshwar Pandit, 他可以这个一连跳数个小时不带停的。
So this Devananda, he saw him once and he became attracted and he started like serving him, helping him.
那所以有一次呢 Devananda Pandit 就看到了这位跳舞的这个奉献者之后呢，他就一下被他所吸引了，然后他就要追随他，并且呢要帮助他。
So he became purified, and the next time he saw Lord Chaitanya, he asked Lord Chaitanya, "What is the real meaning of the Srimad Bhagavatam?"
所以呢 Devananda Pandit 就以这样的方式得到了内心的净化，所以在下一次当他见到 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的时候呢，他就向 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 询问圣典波迦瓦坛的真意是什么。
And Lord Chaitanya told him it's only bhakti, nothing else.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 对他说呢，圣典波迦瓦坛里涵盖的仅仅是 bhakti, 没有其他的。
Well, that's an example, because like in this chapter it's saying someone can make, you know, advancement and without bhakti, they can become, you know, free from material gross life. But only when they really meet a devotee, they get mercy.
这就是一个例子，就说呢，当一个人在没有bhakti的情况下那他取得了进步，他是能够摆脱粗糙的物质的生活的。但是只有当他遇到了纯粹奉献者的涟漪的时候呢，他才能够得到 Bhakti 的仁慈。
So he changed and he started teaching the Bhagavatam, you know, in Bhakti and became a great devotee by the mercy of Bhakrishwar.
所以 Devananda Pandit 在 Rakshwar 的仁慈之下呢，他就发生了巨大的转变，然后呢他就开始讲述圣典波迦瓦坛的 Bhakti 的深意。
Okay, so today is the disappearance day of a great devotee and Lord Chaitanya's associates.
那今天呢是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的一位同游，一位伟大的奉献者的隐迹日。
His name is Narahari Sarakara.
他的名字呢是 Narahari Sarakara.
So he was It was a big branch of the all-merciful tree of Lord Chaitanya.
Narahari Sarakara, 他是 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 这棵树上的一棵很大的枝。
He was involved in all of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes.
他呢参与了 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的所有的逍遥时光。
And in the Bhakti Ratnakara, it says his glories are most uncommon.
在 Bhakti Ratnakara 里面呢，就描述了他的荣耀是非比寻常的。
In the Braj Leela, he was known as Madhumati.
在 Braj Leela, 就是 Krishna 的逍遥中呢，他的名他是 Madhumati。
One time Lord Nityananda went to his place and he said, All right, I know who you are. Where is the honey, Madhu?
然后有一天呢 Nityananda 跑步就来到他的一个地方然后呢就对他说好吧我知道你自己你的真实身份是谁那么这个 Madhu 在哪这个秘录在哪里
Madhu is a Sanskrit for honey.
因为 Madhu 在是梵文里面的蜂蜜的意思。
So, Nahari was a Saki, a Gopi named Madhumati, whose service was to give honey to Radha and Govinda.
Narhari Sakura 她在 Braja Leela 里面呢是一位 Gopi 姑娘 Madhumati 那这位 Gopi 姑娘的服务呢就是向 Radha Govinda 献上蜂蜜
So he understood it, this Narhari he went to the Ganga and he filled up a pot of water and it turned into honey Now he went to a lake nearby lake
所以说呢 Narhari 他就去到了附近的一座湖然后呢在湖里面打了一盆水然后这个水呢就变成了蜂蜜。
He was a very famous devotee, Lokanath, Lochan Das Thakur, the famous writer of one book, Chaitanya Mangal. He was a disciple of Narhari.
Chaitanya Mangal 这部巨著的著作就是这个 Chaitanya Mangal 这部著作的作者 Lochan Das 就是 Narhari 的门徒
So Lochan Das Thakur mentions him in his book this book Chaitanya Mangal it's a very famous book
Lochan Das Thakur 呢他就在这本书里面提到了他在 Chaitanya Mangal 中
He was very influential amongst the doctors
Narhari 他在这个大夫就是他是很有影响力的他特别是在大夫们中间是很有影响力的
And he only talked about Krishna Only talked about Krishna
Yeah, Maharaj, you say he's very influential among doctors You mean the physicians?
Yeah, in the medical people who are his friends or something He's always talking about Krishna
OK, 他就是在就是所有的这个医学界的这些人之间是非常的有影响力的。他在他们中间呢只讲关于 Krishna 的话题。
So in Krishna Leela, he was very influential friend of Radharani.
那在 Krishna Leela 中呢他也是 Srimati Radharani 的一个很有影响力的朋友。
Bhakti Vinod Thakur mentions him in the evening arti song.
Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur 在晚间的 arti 之歌里面也提到了他。
There's one line, Narahari. He's spanning with it. Kibanara Hari Hari Kari Shamaradulaya. This is Narahari. He's fanning the Lord with the chamara.
And this is Narahari. He is using chamara to do good. This is his service.
He was an expert singer and a great poet.
他呢是一位非常精到的歌唱家，然后呢也是也很会作诗。
And he wrote many songs about Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda.
他写了很多荣耀Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu和主Nityananda Prabhu的歌曲。
So many of his writings got mixed up with another devotee named Narahari Chakravarti.
但是呢，他的很多作品呢，和另外一位奉献者，被称为叫 Narahari Chakravarti 的奉献者的作品，有的时候会混在一起。
He was the only devotee that Lord Chaitanya would let him sing Gaur Kirtan in front of Lord Chaitanya. Usually Lord Chaitanya would.If somebody started to glorify him, he would tell them to stop.
那通常呢，当奉献者在 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的面前在荣耀他的时候呢，都会被 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 制止。但是这位 Narahari 这位奉献者呢，他是唯一的一位 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 允许在他面前荣耀他的人。
But he can sing so sweetly and nicely aboutLord Chaitanya's qualities, and Lord Chaitanya would let him do it.
因为呢，他可以非常美妙动听的唱出 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的美妙的品质。那 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，也允许他来唱。
So there's not so much known about him, but his name is there. We always pray to great devotees and try to remember anything we can about them. So.
所以说呢，关于这位奉献者的信息呢，并不是很多。但是呢，我们总是要向伟大的奉献者来祈祷，并且呢，也希望能够记住关于他的任何的一切。那现在至少我们了解了这一位奉献者的一些信息。
So his name is Narahari, that name.That's the name of Lord Nityananda. Sringadeva, we know everybody knows that.
Sorry, Maharaj, I didn't hear clearly for the first part. His name is Narahari.
His name is Narahari. Narahari is the name of Lord Sringadeva.
他的名字呢是 Narahari. Narahari 呢是 Sri Nityananda 的一个名字。
And it's Narahari Sarakara.
然后呢，他的是 Narahari Sarakara。
So anyway, we try to take shelter of him because he taught.
Maharaj, could you say it again? I didn't hear the
whole
sentence.
Because he taught about Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, worship him, and we want to remember about him.
Okay.因为他教导我们对于 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和 主 Nityananda 的崇拜，所以呢，我们希望能够记住他。
All right, so I think it's about time to start look for some questions.
Yeah, we do have the questions here.Maharaj 呢，现在可以开始回答大家的问题哈。那我看到第一个问题是来自于 Rajendra 跑步的，顶拜 Maharaj， 顶拜翻译主持，顶拜您跑步。要指最后一句话说 ，Krishna 都安排好奉献者的生活了，为什么我们还忧心忡忡？是信心不足吗 ？Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. In the purport of last sentence.Krishna has already arranged everything for his devotees, for devotees' life. But why we're still, feel in anxiety or in worries. Is that because we don't have enough of the faith?
Yeah, that's why we have to keep practicing.
是的，这也是为什么我们要不断的练习，因为我们还没有达到完美。
But the devotee, at least some of our anxiety, is that we want to serve Krishna. So it's not the same as materialistic anxiety.
但作为奉献者，虽然说我们是处在一种很忧虑的状态，但是呢，至少我们还是希望能够服务 Krishna 的。所以呢，这和这个世俗上的忧虑是不一样的。
And Mother Yashoda was full of anxiety, worried about Krishna.
其实亚洲的妈妈她其实一直都是处在担心的状态下，她总是在担心 Krishna。
Srila Prabhupada was, you know, had so much anxiety trying to spread this movement and train up the, you know, devotees and everything. That's not really anxiety in the normal sense of the word.
那 Srila Prabhupada 他其实始终也是在为了要发展这项运动以及训练他的奉献者而充满了忧虑，但是他做这些事情呢都是为 Krishna 做的，所以呢这种忧虑和在这个世上的世俗上的那种忧虑是不一样的。
Of course, you know, we still have anxiety over our family life or our job, you know, but still it's connected to Krishna. So when we become more and more advanced, we can understand that this anxiety is not bad. It's just the material world. It means anxiety, but it means we want to serve Krishna. We realize
that. 虽然说我们可能依然还为我们的家庭或者是为我们的生活所担忧着，但其实呢，这种担忧呢，也是和 Krishna 相连在一起的。所以如果我们要是慢慢的逐渐的变得越来越精进的时候呢，我们就能够了解这样的担忧是和世俗的那种担忧是不一样的，因为这也是因为要服务 Krishna 而产生的担忧。
So that's the right way to think about it. You know, some people might think, oh, you know, I've been chanting, I've been trying to do bhakti for a few weeks.months or years, and now I'm still in anxiety, so it doesn't work.
所以呢，就这个是一种正确的考虑的方式。但也许有些人可能就会觉得，我现在已经休息 Bhakti 已经休息了几个月了，我已经唱诵圣名唱诵了几个月了，但是呢，好像不管用，我依然还处在这种焦虑的状态。
But a fortunate devotee will realize.I have to do better. I have to practice more. I have to surrender more. You know.
但是呢，一个很幸运的奉献者呢，他就会在想，那我就应该做的更多，然后我就应该做的更好，然后呢，我要做更多的服务，以这样的方式呢，能够让自己得到更好的进化。
So that kind of anxiety, when we feel anxiety that my faith is weak or I'm, you know, not perfect, then that inspires us to chant more and associate with devotees more.
对呢，当我们感到自己的信心不足，感到自己很弱的这种状态下的时候呢，它其实是可以对我们是一种激励，是让我们觉得应该有更多的念诵，应该和奉献者有更多的联谊。
Okay.Good question.
很好的问题。So the next question is still from Rajendra Prabhu. 要旨中提到没有遇到纯粹奉献者之前，非人格主义者的修炼还是受到推荐的，还是有用的，对吧？So I want to clarify is that because in the purport it's mentioned that before encounter the pure devotee, so the way or practice.Recommended by the impersonalist are still recommended, right? It's because still useful,
no.
right? For, no, 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 actually, please,
no.
I want to say that again. He's asking us if before met the pure devotee, so if it's still useful to practice some of the recommendations from the impersonalist. That is before meet pure devotee.
No.
没用. No. 不是的.
It's just if somebody is practicing them, you know, it may be useful, but many times even those people meet a devotee and they hear about bhakti, but they stay attached to their impersonal practices because they're giving them some kind of pleasure, so they can't appreciate that there's more. So it's not, no, we should never try to practice those things or tell anybody to practice them.
To tell anybody to practice the impersonalist.
No, we should not promote these kind of things. We shouldn't practice them. We shouldn't think that they'll have any value. If somebody is practicing them, it may benefit them until they meet a devotee. But I just said, sometimes they meet a devotee, but they stay attached to their impersonal life, so they don't give it up. And then they can't take the devotional service.
是这样的啊, 就是当这个人他没有遇到这个奉献者之前, 纯粹奉献者之前, 他在修习非人格主义的这种习练方法, 那这就会导致他遇到了奉献者之后呢, 他依然还是会对他之前的这种修习感到非常的依恋, 以至于呢, 他是没有办法去进行这个, 就是这个 bhakti的这个修习的, 所以说呢, 对于我们来说, 就不要去宣说任何的关于非人格主义的修炼的方法。
Alright, Lord Chaitanya said, you know, chant the holy name, bhakti, only nothing. That's the real point.
所以, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu强调说呢, 唱诵圣名, 而不要去想别的, 那唱诵这个圣名是, 是要点。
So you have to read the whole thing.
所以呢, 就当我们在阅读要旨的时候呢, 我们要, 就我们在读书的时候呢, 要, 要读全部的内容。
So, like I said during the class, someone may, by these practices, realize they're not the body, you know, give up gross sense gratification, but without taking the bhakti, and then the verse says, if someone takes the bhakti, they're not missing out on any of these other things. It's automatically included. Not a separate practice.
那我在这个课里面讲的就是当人在进行非人格休息的时候呢他也许可能会意识到自己不是这具躯体而且呢也会放弃他对于这个粗糙的躯体的感官享乐但是呢 如果这个人他在休息这个 bhakti 的这个时候，他对于在非人格的这个休息中的这些觉悟，也都会自动的涵盖在里面了。So,
if we meet someone who's practicing, we don't tell them right away, give it up, give it up. We just tell them, please chant Hare Krishna.
所以呢，当我们遇到一个正在休息这个。 那么当我们遇到一个正在修习非人格的方法的人的时候呢,我们不会去对他说,你要把你现在修习方法给放弃掉,而是让他去念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名,从而能够得到更高的品位。But
generally it's very hard to get them to give up if they're really seriously practicing. But sometimes, you know, because they're getting some sort of pleasure.
但是呢，通常来说呢，是很难让他们特别就是那样放弃他们的这种休息的，因为他们从里面是能够得到一些非物质的享受的。Okay. 下面这个问题是来自于淡然一笑的，请问上师，什么是思辨瑜伽？目标是什么呢？ Maharaj, please allow me to ask you, what is Jnana Yoga and what is the purpose for Jnana Yoga?
Gyana means knowledge.
Gyana 的意思是知识。
So, people are trying to generally become one with the Supreme or something.
那所以这个思辨瑜伽就是说人通常是想要让自己和神合一。
Or often they're just proud to be scholars, you know so many slokas, know so much.
那呢就是这样的人呢他有时候就会很骄傲作为一位学者因为他了解很多经典了解很多师解。
Alright.
Yeah, and she's asking what is the purpose for that? Or what is the goal for, you already said that.
I don't know.
You already said that.
Individuals that practice, they have different goals. So I mentioned a couple of them.
就是关于他们的目标是什么呢？马尔说呢，我也不是特别清楚，因为每一个人都有他们自己的个人的目标。那刚才我也提了两个，一个呢是要和他和神融一，还有另外一个呢，是让自己变得很骄傲、很自豪，因为了解这么多的经典。Yes, Maharaj.
If they really get knowledge, you know, the ultimate goal, they want perfection. But they don't know what it is. If they're fortunate, they'll meet a devotee who can guide them to know.
那如果他要是真的得到了知识，他就知道有一个目标，但他并不知道这个目标是什么，这终极的目标是什么。如果他要是非常的幸运的话呢，那Krishna 就会安排他遇到一位这个 Krishna 的奉献者，那这样他就能够了解这最终的目标是什么了。
So we don't know what someone's thinking, what is the goal of what they're doing, we don't know.
所以对于我们来说对我们
there's like a Shastra, they just want Gyan, they want knowledge. And they're happy to have a lot of knowledge.
所以对于我们来说呢其实我们并不知道一些 个人他们在做这个事情的时候的心存的目标目的到底是什么。那他其实就是因为他在练这个思辨瑜伽的时候呢他其实是能够积累很多知识的所以他就因为积累了很多知识他就会感到很开心。
Okay.
Yes, Maharaj. Yeah, the next question from Rajendra Prabhu. 第四章提到了 Akarma. 除了奉献者做这种活动外还有哪种人能从事这种活动In Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, it mentioned about Arkama. So other than devotee can take this type of activities, and who else are also performing this type of activities?
Again?
He is asking, because in the chapter 4, it is mentioned about Arkama.So he is asking, other than devotee, who else are also taking a karma?
Well, you know, Gyanis know about karma. Everybody knows something about karma.
那么瑜伽这个思辨家他们知道一些关于 karma 的话题，所有的人都了解关于 karma 的一二。
But they may not know how, you know, they may not be thinking how they can get out of the karma.
但是呢他们也许可能并不知道如何能够摆脱业报。
Yeah, practically anybody in the world, they know the word karma now. It's a very common word nowadays.
那事实上在这个物质世界呢基本上大部分所有人都知道 karma 这个词。因为呢这是一个很这就是一个很流行的一个词。
A few years ago in America, there was a weekly television show came out. It was called My Karma.
在好几年以前呢，在美国呢有一个每一周的一个电视节目，这个电视节目的名字被称为叫 My Karma， 我的业报。
So, I don't know, I didn't ever see it, but I heard it was something like this guy had many bad things happening all the time, but he would say, oh, that's my karma. So, you know, people have some idea, but not the way devotees understand, because devotees, they want to get free from karma and do bhakti yoga, which doesn't entangle them in regular karma.
那我没有看过这个节目，但是呢我听说呢就是有一个人他一直都会遇到一些这个不顺心的事儿，所以呢他就会说哎呀这是我的业报所导致的。但是呢就是奉献者他所这个理解的 karma 并不是这样的，他呢是希望能够摆脱业报，是通过去为奉the devotee want to get rid of karma through do the devotional service to the Lord. 那就这个奉献者
they want to rise above their karma.
对，这个奉献者呢，他们是希望通过奉爱服务来摆脱业报，希望能够这个超越他们的业报。
The getting you know free from the karma that's just a side benefit of performing bhakti.
那从事 bhakti 的这个活动能得到的其中的一个副产品就是摆脱业报。
Okay.
老师他把这个问题不知道跟我回没回答。
With bhakti yoga, there's three different kinds of karma.Good karma, bad karma, then there's no karma. Bhakti activities, there's no karma. And that's what devotees want, so they get free from entanglement.
那有三种业报，一个是好的业报，一个是不好的业报，还有另外一个是没有业报。那么这个 Bhakti, 他所从事的活动呢，就不会有任何业报。所以说呢，这也就是这个奉献者他想得到的，他要通过这样的方式来摆脱业报。
We want to practice activities which don't create more karma.
现在我们希望能够
like a karma yogi, they're just trying to do good activities to get good karma.
那我们希望是通过从事这个活动呢，就不会再有任何的业报的产生。那像 karma 瑜伽师呢，他们是希望通过他们是通过这个活动来积攒一些好的业报。但是他依然还是会被束缚在这个世界里的。
So they know about karma. They're trying to use it for their own benefit.
Yes, Maharaj. The next question from Radhananda Mataji. Hare Krishna, 深深的顶拜敬爱的 Srila Gurudev. 再问一个问题，一位医生朋友最近结缘了两位佛弟子，其中一位年长者有70多岁，在医生朋友的推荐下呢，开始念诵 Maha Mantra。除了念诵圣名，他还继续念诵其他的佛经，结果现在睡不着觉，问这个情况如何处理？Okay, this is a question from Radhananda Mataji for someone else. The situation is that one doctor friend recently met two friends who are the practitioner of the Buddhism teaching. And one of them, who is already in his 70s, So he has been recommended to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. However, at the same time chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, this person still chanting the Buddhism sutras. So now the consequences is that he has a hard time to fall into sleep now. So how to solve this problem? Thank you very much.
I don't know. So many people have a hard time falling to sleep.
瓦尔说我不知道该怎么解决这问题。那现在关于睡不着觉的这个问题呢，是很多人的普遍问题。
Srila Prabhupada had a hard time sleeping.
Srila Prabhupada 就有睡眠问题。
So that's what he, you know, he said, so he would just write his books.
所以 Srila Prabhupada 他就用这个睡不着觉的时候来写作。
So, I don't know. I don't blame it on, maybe he's just getting really enlivened. Sometimes people get old, they don't need to sleep so much.
You know? 那我也不知道该怎么办。那也许可能这位朋友他就很活跃，精神很好。那也许可能当人岁数大了以后呢，就不需要睡那么多觉。
Okay.
Yeah. Next question from Rajendra Babu. 但是药指的说法是令人迷惑的。说非人格主义方法能知道物质和灵魂的灵性的区别，能冥想，能放弃活动结果是必要的等等，很有诱惑的说法。帕帕德写这些的目的是要告诉我们什么呢？阮先生，法官，您能把那个就是这段要旨的那个原话，或者告诉我是在哪一个时节里面吗？阮先生，法官 ，He actually is continuously asking the question he asked previously. He said that in the purport, the statement is quite confusing. It is said that the impersonalist ways can make people to defer.The difference in between of the material and spiritual, and through the meditation to detach the fruit of the activity, and also said that that is necessary, etc., etc. So it seems that those statements are quite attempted.
Can I? I'll be right back. I have to take a couple minutes break.
OK， 马尔说他现在要离开一下，稍微等一会儿回来。Hare Krishna， 现在大家请大家稍微等一下哈。
Okay, happy Kadasi. I don't know how many times I can explain this, but if you just try to isolate one or two sentences, you can get so confused. We have to see the whole picture. Confusion is our own mind is so confused because we don't realize the power of bhakti.
那我不知道，我都已经解释这个解释了多少遍了啊。就是说呢，真正的这个困惑的是我们自己的内心，因为我们并没有去了解真正的 Bhakti 的力量。所以说呢，就当我们如果要是只把我们的这个目光着眼在那么一两句话上的话呢，那我们就会感到很困惑，而不，但是我们如果要是纵观全局的话，可能我们就会感到比较明白了。
So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna does recommend for people, if you can't practice bhakti, then you can practice these other things. But Lord Chaitanya didn't do that.
在佛家梵歌里面呢 ，Sri Krishna 他的确是这样建议人，就是如果你要是不能够从事 Bhakti 的这个活动的话呢，那你就可以去从事一系列其他的一些事情。但是呢 ，Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他并没有这样去教导。
He came as Lord Chaitanya, and he just said, "Surrender to me."
如果Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的教导呢，只是说皈依于我。Sri Chaitanya.
Because in Kali Yuga, nobody can really practice these impersonal practices. To do them, you have to do very strict tapasya and renunciation. And nobody will do that. They just think, I'm meditating, I'm doing this. But they're not like, even at the time of Lord Chaitanya, the Mayavadis, the Prakasananda,They were very, very renounced, very strict sadhakas in their own practices. But nobody can do that now. It's very, very difficult. That's what Arjuna says in the beginning. He's asking the question, and Krishna is saying, it's very difficult. So it's not recommended by Lord Chaitanya. Krishna puts it in the Bhagavad Gita, but he says again and again,It's very difficult and it's inferior, and you just surrender to me. Read the whole thing. You know, you have to read the whole thing. You cannot understand it by reading a couple sentences. You know, please. I'm sorry. I don't know if he's just trying to agitate my mind or that, you know, he's trying to help people who are confused or he's really confused. I don't know.
那么就是这个在卡利年代呢，其实没有什么人能够真正的去按照非人格主义的这种方式去修习，因为这是要经历巨大的苦行的。而在这一年代的人呢，他没有这样的能力去通过这样的苦行来进行这样的修习。当然在Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的年代，像这个非常大的非人格主义者 Prabhupada Saraswati Parkananda Saraswati 他是可以经就是他可能是在经历了很大的这种苦行在进行着他的这种修习，但是在我们现在这个年代呢已经没有办法这么去做到了。那么所以呢Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢他才会说就只是皈依于我，皈依于这个 Bhakti 的这种形式，然后呢就不要去做别的。那么刚才Guru他的意思呢就是说我们要读整个的这个书的全部的内容，而不要断章取义的只读其中的一两句。
So, Lord Chaitanya just gave us bhakti right away, you know.
对呢，所以Chaitanya Mahaprabhu呢就只是把这bhakti就直接给我们了。
So when Prabhupada's talking, he's talking aboutYou know, this chapter, where in the chapter, the first thing Krishna says that these impersonal practices are very difficult. And, you know, maybe someone can come to but unless they come to the point of bhakti, but it's not very likely because they're caught up in these practices.
那所以说呢，Sri Krishna 在这一章里面，在最开始的时候就讲到了这个，如果是通过这个非人格的这个修习方式的话呢，是非常的困难的。也许可能通过这种非人格的修习，它是有可能达到 Bhakti 的最终这一点，但是呢是，这个就是能够达到这一点的那种希望是非常的小的，是很难的。
So it's almost like these questions, many devotees here, especially in this China, they always want to know what happens to someone who falls down, who takes a vow, but doesn't keep their vow. You know, now I don't know why they're asking that, because they're fallen and they're wondering what's going to happen to them, or, you know, they're criticizing another devotee that they think has fallen, I don't know. But we should be...studying what happens to a devotee who practices, what happens to a devotee who makes a vow and chants Hare Krishna every day and serves the spiritual master and tries to surrender, what happens to them? That's what we should be thinking of.
那在中国的奉献者呢，经常有奉献者会问这样的问题，就是说，当一个人如果要是堕落了，会有什么样的结果，或者是没有信守誓言的话，会有什么样的结果？那其实我不知道他为什么会问这样的问题，原因是由于是不是他自己是处在一种很堕落的状态，所以说呢，想了解一下自己如果是堕落的话，会有什么样的结果，或者说是了解了以后呢，就可以去指责批评其他的人。但无论如何呢，我们现在不应该把我们的这个专注点给专注在这一方面上面，我们应该去想着那些就是没有堕落的去遵守这些誓言的人，为这个至尊主在做服务的人，在追随他们的灵性导师的人，他们会是处在一种什么样的状态下，然后我们去追随他们，就是这个是我们应该把我们的专注点所放在的地方。
Okay.
Yes, Maharaj. So next question.
Okay, more questions.
The next question from Chen Juan Mataji. 深深的顶拜 Guru Day. 感谢翻译和主播，谢谢您。灵性的焦虑是正常的吗？经典上说，奉献者永远都心满意足，快乐的做奉爱服务，这又怎么解释呢？好，怎么平衡呢？Guru Maharaj, please accept my very humble obeisances to you. My question is that.Isn't it normal or all right for the spiritual anxiety? Because in the Shastra, it is said that a devotee actually is always in the mood of satisfaction and always very happy to render the service, to render the devotional service. So how to balance the spiritual anxiety andhappiness, and also how to understand it, actually.
Well, you can't understand it. We don't have to understand Krishna. We have to love Krishna. We want to serve Krishna.
因为对于我们来说呢，我们不需要去理解 Krishna. 我们需要做的只是去爱 Krishna.
So if you read Nectar Devotion, you read all about these emotions that the devotees have, they seem very contradictory. At the same time, they're experiencing, you know, happiness and distress and ecstasy and, you know, anxiety and peace. It's all at the same time. It's a spiritual.
我们要是去阅读。
You can't understand it.By material comparisons.
如果我们要是去阅读奉爱的甘露的话呢，我们就会发现，对于奉献者的情感的描述中呢，有很多是相互矛盾的。比如说呢，就是奉献者他会同时在极乐又在焦虑之中，然后呢，他又处在一种非常的兴奋的状态下，同时呢又很平静，就是很多的同时存在的这种状况，我们是没有办法用我们的物质的理解力去理解的，因为这是灵性的。
Because that anxiety to serve Krishna makes us think of Krishna and brings about great peace of mind at the same time. You know,
因为呢，在为 Krishna 做服务的时候所产生的焦虑之情，然后这会儿呢。实际上是会让你想到 Krishna， 那当你想到 Krishna 的时候，与此同时就会在你的内心中产生平静。
But when you're trying to understand something according to material, you know, calculations and material good and bad and everything, it doesn't fit. It's different. It's spiritual. It's not material. You can't understand Krishna like you can understand a Mickey Mouse or something.You know, the scientists will study a mouse and then they understand so much about the mouse, but they can't study Krishna like that.
当我们进行一些物质的计算的这种方式去理解 Krishna 的时候呢，我们是没有办法去理解 Krishna 的，因为 Krishna 它是灵性的。就好像我们在与科学的角度一些分析的方法去了解这个米老鼠，但是呢，以这样的同样的方式是没有办法去 理解分析 Krishna 的。
Okay.
So,
like one of the first things when I teach Bhagavad Gita, I say, you know, people will say, oh, I tried to read it, but I couldn't understand it. Because, I don't know what they want to think, but to understand the Bhagavad Gita means I want to serve Krishna. How can I do that?
Mm-hmm.那就比如说当有人在阅读圣典博伽梵歌的时候呢，他可能就会在讲，哦，我读了博伽梵歌，但是我没有办法理解博伽梵歌中的意思。那其实我也不知道，就是这位奉在这个读者他想要如何去理解。但其实真正的对博伽梵歌的理解，也就是说当我们在阅读的时候，我们内心想的是，我希望能够服务 Krishna， 我想我应该怎么去服务 Krishna， 这就是我们对于博伽梵歌的理解。
So, something like a mother, baby.
就有点像妈妈和宝宝之间。
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Or nowadays it's with their dog or their cat.
或者说是这个主人和他们的宠物之间。
So,the mother with the baby is always an anxiety about the baby, worried something's going to happen to the baby, worried
Marge, I don't know it's me or you, your voice is very broken now.
But that's not happiness.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, I cannot hear you very well.
That's their happiness, to be worried about the baby and thinking about their baby better because it's Krishna. Who knows with this internet?
就母亲对孩子之间的这种感觉，就是他始终都是。Sir Maharaj, please allow me to translate.那么就是当这个，就是当这个啊，母亲和孩子之间，就母亲和孩子，母亲和孩子
a mother with a child.Did you hear what I said, or should I say it over again? You only spoke a couple minutes, but I spoke pretty long.
Right, I didn't, sorry Maharaj, I didn't get the chance to translate, because when I speak and you speak.
Well, you said you didn't hear me, so I don't...
Okay, now I think it's okay. Earlier it's very, very broken, but I think I catch pretty much what you said just now. You said that... the relationship is just like a mother with baby. Mother is always in the anxiety with the baby. However, that is a love to the baby. It's like the devotees when they render the service to the Lord Krishna, they have that kind of anxiety. However, that's the anxiety make him to serve the Lord. So that is also bring him the peace. Is that what you say just now?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. So please allow me to translate. 就是 Maharaj 刚才他翻译的，他刚才说的这意思呢，就是，妈妈她其实总是为婴儿在焦虑着，总是担心他会出这个事儿，会出那个事儿。但是呢，他的这种焦虑呢，又会让他对这个婴儿，对他的孩子很爱，所以呢，让他内心呢也会产生这种很平静幸福的感觉。那同样，这个奉献者也是如此。当奉献者在对，如何服务 Krishna 这件事情感受到焦虑的时候呢，他其实是导向他为 Krishna 做服务，那么当他在为 Krishna 做服务的时候呢，他内心又会产生平静。
So something like that, it's not like ordinary anxiety. When you hear the word anxiety, you're afraid that you're going to drive off the cliff, or you're afraid that a thief is going to break into your house or things like that. It's not like that. It's anxiety that I want to serve Krishna, and that makes you think about Krishna.
所以说呢，就是这种为 Krishna 的这种焦虑呢，它是一种灵性的焦虑。它这种焦虑跟我们在物质上的那种担忧是不一样的。比如说，我们担忧是不是会生病啊，或者是会被这个小偷给偷走东西啊，就和那种焦虑是不一样的。那么这种灵性的焦虑呢，是使他在服务 Krishna 的时候呢，就会让他想着Krishna。那么这种就会
让他处在一种极乐的状态，所以这种焦虑是会使他变得极乐的。Okay.
Yes.
But, you know, you have to read the books, and then these things become clear because it's explained in the books.
所以呢，我们就必须要读书。But
if you just read one sentence and then you stop and you try to calculate it according to what you learned in junior high school or something, you'll just be stuck for the rest of your life. Chant Hare Krishna and pray to Krishna. Let me understand this.
所以呢，我们就必须要读书。然后呢，因为在书中呢，会给我们揭示所有的这些信息。但是呢，我们不能够就只读这么一句，然后呢，就开始停下来，然后开始用我们自己的之前的那些知识开始进行一些计算。然后，那这种计算的结果呢，就会使我们一直就卡在那儿。 可能这一辈子都会这么卡下去，所以呢，我们应该做的事情呢，就是读书，然后念诵 Hare Krishna， 然后祈求着 Krishna 能够帮助我们去理解。All right. Yeah,
Mar.
So the next question.
Yeah.
The next question from Radha Nanda Mataji. Bhakti 瑜伽是灵性的。 为此，经典和圣灵性导师为修习者提供了很多方式、方法及训示。而现实的状况是，加法时读经典时，我们可能是在灵性的状态中，但一遇到现实的问题，依然用物质的方法去处理，依然无法连接上 Krishna 知觉。这样两张皮的修炼情况会延续多久呢？导致这种情况的原因是什么？个人品性。 的原因是因为个人的品性不完美而导致的，还是因为冒犯？心中的至尊还没有赐予我们相应的理解和智慧呢？ Hare Krishna. So Bhakti Yoga is the is spiritual, and both Shastra and the spiritual master and the saints provide many ways for us to practice this spiritual practice. And also guide us and instruct us how to do it. However, in the real life, while we are doing the japa or while we are reading the scriptures, maybe we are in the situation of the spiritual situation. However, when we encounter some issues, we are still using the material method to handle whatever the problems we encounter. So when we are dealing these problems in the material way, we cannot really connect it with Krishna consciousness. So it seems that we are in the, you know, we are under the two skins to practice. So how long this type of situation will be maintained? And what to cause this type of situation? Is that because we are not perfect yet? Or is that because we committed many offense? So in that case, those offenses to become the blockage in our heart for us cannot really get the intelligence to practice in the real spiritual way. Thank you very much.
This is a gani. Is it this? Is it that? Not this, not that, not this. Neti, neti. It's not this. No, is it this? It's not that. You can search the whole universe and find this is not the absolute. This is not the absolute. That's what ganis do.
那么刚刚您说的这一套呢，就是全部都是迪亚尼思辨的一种方式，就是这是这个，然后那是那个，然后这不是真的，那是这样的。那可能就是这个思辨家，他就会在整个宇宙中去寻找所有这些事情的答案。
So, because we don't understand that everything comes from Krishna, nothing is really material. So if you have to, you know, fix your, get someone to fix your car, or, you know, you have to go to a doctor, so it's so-called material, but all that knowledge comes from Krishna. So it's really Krishna, you just have to understand, thank you, Krishna.For giving me the ability to do this, you know.
那其实我们没有。
Nothing really material. Material just means you forget Krishna.
嗯，其实我们没有理解。其实我们没有理解，一切都是来自于 Krishna 的。那也许可能我们需要人家帮我们把这车修好，或者说把我们这病治好。那这看起来呢，好像是物质的，但实际上呢。就这个修车的能力，还有这个治病的这个能力，它其实都是来自于 Krishna 的。所以呢，就是我们唯一的物质的状态就是我们忘了 Krishna， 只有这个是物质的，其他都是灵性的。
All right, so you know this Radhananda, you're too much thinking. You know, you have to.Eat some root vegetables or something and calm down. You know, you're trying to figure out is why. Don't worry, just try to do the right thing.
这个 Radha Nanda Maharaj 呢，可能用了太多的脑力来思考。您可能是需要吃一些根茎类的蔬菜，然后呢，让自己能够变得更加平静下来。然后呢，不要再去专注于更多的为什么，而只是去做对的事情就好了。Mars, the next question.
Okay.
From Rajendra Prabhu, 如果一个人没有业报，如何活在这个世界上？ If a person who doesn't have any karma at all, how he live in this world?
Like Prabhupada.
像说了 Prabhupada.
Prabhupada didn't have any karma.
就是爸爸就没有任何业报。那他呢是活于世，但是呢他在这个世界上生活的过程中呢，他一直在服务 Krishna， 并且帮助其他的人也服务 Krishna。
All right.
嗯、
devotees don't have karma. Devotees, if you're really giving up everything, you're following the regular principles, you're chanting 16 rounds every day. And in one sense, you don't have karma. You know,
作为一个奉献者、
like、
作为一个奉献者，他如果真的要是每天都在念诵十六圈，然后呢是在遵守规范原则的在这样生活的话，他其实他是和其他的物质主义者不一样的，他是没有业报的。The next question from Maharaj.
You know, we're still.
Sorry?
Okay.
Maharaj.
Okay.
The Maharani Maharaj's question, 请问 Guru Maharaj, 非人格主义和思辨者的区别是什么? What are the differences in between of the impersonalist and the Gyani?
Gyani is generally impersonalist.
通常来说思辨者就是非人格主义者。
They're just impersonalist. They're not like separated. Generally, a Gyani is an impersonalist.
那所以通常来说呢思辨者就是非人格主义者，他们之间没区别。 Maharaj, you covered all of the questions.
Okay. Gauranga. Thank you.
谢谢。
Pretty good. About the normal time we finish up.
Yes.
So today's Ekadasi. I hope everybody is, whatever you do on Ekadasi, chanting, reading, any kind of service, you get more benefit than other days.
今天呢是艾卡达西，所以呢，我希望大家能够很好的度过这一天。那么在艾卡达西这一天，无论你做是一些什么样的服务，比如说阅读也好，或者是念诵也好，你都能够从这些服务中得到更多的益处。
So, 谢谢。
谢谢。
And so you.So, yo, wu, rong, yao, wu, yu, shu, wu, de, fong, sha, jie. So, yo, rong, yao, wu, yu, shu, wu, de, fong, sha, jie. So, yo, rong, yao, wu, yu, shu, wu, de, fong, sha, jie. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Hare Hare.Gaur Premanande Haribo.
Jai Haribo. Vaikuntha Jai.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Shishima.
For your difficult translation.
Yeah, I do need to improve my skill. Sorry, Maharaj.
No, very good. But it's very hard to translate these questions when the questioner himself is very confused.And they're trying to blame Krishna that the book is confusing. No, we're confused. So when we're confused, we see everything else is confused. If we have a clear head, we'll see clarity. Hare Krishna. You can translate that.
Yeah, Maharaj 说呢，就是我们有的时候呢，因为我们自己的脑子很混沌，所以说呢，我们在读书的时候呢，就会说这个书里面的内容很混沌。但如果我们的脑子要是清醒了的话呢，我们就能够以更加清醒的视野去看待。
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
麦昆塔之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常感恩，卡维昌扎玛拉这边我们的精彩讲述，以及为这些问题的如此有力的回答。然后呢，也非常感恩。Krishna Kumari Mataji 还有 Sadi Mataji 为我们安排的这么好的平台，感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，深深的顶拜大家，祝大家在 Ekadasi 的这个特别的日子里度过一个很美妙的 Krishna 知觉的日子。 Hare Krishna.